This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hey there, this is R. Erica Doyle, author of Proxy, and Paul Madej, guest editor for the month of July 2021. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Aloha mai I nā kupuna, aloha mai I nā aloha aina, me nā kā ko'o o nā aloha aina, aloha mai kā ko. Aloha everyone, this is Brandy Nalani McDougall reading the poem, Resist. Resist. Kawim ya sha'abi, kawim hum. Resist my people, resist them. Doreen Tatur. Hawaiians are still here. We are still creating, still resisting. Haunani K. Trask. Stand in rage as wind and current clash, rile lightning and thunder, fire surge and boulder crash. Let the ocean eat and scrape away these walls. Let the sand swallow their fences whole. Let the air between us split the atmosphere. We have no land, no country, but we have these bodies, these stories, this language of rage left. This resistance is bitter and tastes like medicine. Our lands replanted in the dark and warm there. We unfurl our tangled roots, stretch to blow salt across blurred borders of memory. They made themselves fences and bullets, checkpoints, gates, and guard posts, martial law. They made themselves hotels and mansions, adverse possession, eminent domain and deeds. They made themselves shine through the plunder. They say we can never, they say we will never, because they and the hills and mountains have been mined for rock walls, the reefs pillaged for coral floors. They say we can never, and the deserts and dunes have been shoveled and taken for their houses and highways, because we can never, because the forests have been raided, razed, and scorched, and we the wards, refugees, houseless, present, absentees, recognition, refusers, exiled, uncivilized, disposable, natives, protester, activists, terrorist, resistors, our springs and streams have been dammed. So they say we can never return to let it go. Accept this progress. Stop living in the past. But we make ourselves strong enough to carry all our dead, engrave their names in the clouds. We gather to sing whole villages awake. We crouch down to eat rocks like fruit, to hold the dirt, the sand in our hands, to fling words the way fat drops of rain splatter off tarp or corrugated roofs. We remember the sweetness. We rise from the plunder. They say there is no return, yet they never could really make us leave. About this poem. Resist was inspired by Palestinian poet Doreen Tatur's courage to stand against the ongoing Israeli occupation of Palestinian land and ethnic cleansing of her people. In 2015, for the poetic line, Kawim Ya Sha'abi, Kawim Hum, resist my people, resist them. She was imprisoned on charges of incitement to violence and sentenced to 5 months in jail and years under house arrest. This poem, Resist, reflects on both the militarized violence and creative decolonial connections between Palestine and Hawaii, which was an independent country prior to the U.S. military-backed overthrow in 1893 and the subsequent illegal annexation to the U.S. in 1898. Our own continued struggle as Kanaka Oʻiwi includes protecting our lands and waters from U.S. military bases and testing, bombing, dumping, housing, and recreational sites, and protecting our people from related health hazards, poverty, and hopelessness. We will forever resist the destruction of our homelands and how they are being used to test weapons that bring horrific violence to others. I intend this poem, Resist, to be a poem of solidarity for the Palestinian people. Mahalo.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.